So Raja Kruth back in the Freak Nation. This is the guy that we've been following for 3 or 4 years now. It's been fun to watch what he's been doing with his career. Of course, with a big win in Las Vegas. So why not bring him back here in the Freak Nation with a NASCAR Truck Series win? Raja Kruth joining us here in the Freak Nation. And did I read this correctly? That after your Las Vegas win, bro, you took the family to Disneyland?
I met some family out there, to be honest. But we had already had that plan like way into the off season or in the off season. So regardless of how that first 3-race stretch went, I was going to head out there and meet some folks. So it was super fun. It was super fun. Really glad I got to experience it.
Because that's timely. Because you know the story where you go out and win the Super Bowl. The first thing you say is, I'm going to Disneyland. You go out, win your first big freaking race, and then you're going to Disneyland. That made a lot of sense.
I did not know that was a thing. Now that I know. That's a crazy coincidence for sure. It wasn't our Super Bowl, but it's definitely a good start.
Raja Kruth joining us here in the Freak Nation, making a whole lot of noise at Las Vegas with a big win there. Only the third African-American to win in the big boy NASCAR series. We're talking of trucks, Xfinity, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And getting past all that, it's just the fact that you're in a winning truck with a team that's benefited with not just its driver, but the crew and, of course, the gear that you're running in. Coming into this season, did you have an inclination that this was going to be a season that you would have more success than you have had, at least on paper, in the past?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. Knowing, you know, the upgrade I was certainly getting in the organization here at Spire, but also with keeping my crew chief, Chad, and some of my other crew guys, and having some new ones as well. So certainly that was the hope. Just kind of a culmination of the last couple of years of me just getting more experience, getting better and better and better, and having the support of Hendrick Cars and Mr. H has really just kind of all worked out. So I don't want to say I expected it, right, because I'm not a super confident person, to be honest, but definitely that was the hope of knowing that I'm a have a good shot with getting some better stuff in a better situation.
Raja Kruth, how do you drive race cars at almost 200 miles an hour and say you're not necessarily a very confident person? You've got to be confident to be in this position.
I think that's a good point. I think for me, I'm super focused on the task at hand and with the craft. I mean, that's really it for me. That's it. I don't know. It's fun because the more I've learned about driving, the more I've gotten experience, whether it be on the simulator and go-karts, obviously in the NASCAR stuff, even racing dirt a little bit. Everything has just kind of become more natural for me, which is great just because I started so late.
Would you say then that the word confident can be different for everybody? You have confidence when you sit in the cockpit. It's just that you're constantly learning. You're constantly evolving and becoming better and better because of the lessons that you have learned along the way.
Yeah, for sure. And just trusting in myself and my process, I think. And like you said, the things that I've learned and the work that I put in. So I'd say I would be confident in that perspective. But from a competition standpoint, that's a whole another thing. So
we interviewed with you a couple of years ago at Phoenix Raceway. What has changed? I mean, we could talk about confidence, or we can just talk about other aspects of you in the sport. What has changed maybe the most for you that has brought you now to this level? I mean, it's been a couple of years. What have you learned the most? Has it been a person? Has it been a thing that's happened? What has changed for you the most?
So much has changed in those 2+ years, I think, personally, right? Growing more as a man, having some good and bad changes in my personal life over the years, some newness, some also consistency of the same. So that's been great. I think professionally, a lot different from racing ARCA stuff to having a full-time truck ride for now 2 years in a row, thankfully, and racing in the Xfinity series. And I mean, having Hendrick, the name Hendrick on things that I drive in my fire suit, I feel like that within itself is a huge, huge deal. I'm super thankful for it. If you would have showed, you know, me at that time that this is the situation we're in now, I don't think I would have believed it.
Raja Kirby Kruth. I dropped that middle name in there just to have it. I don't know if you like that or not. A lot of people don't. NASCAR winner, truck winner in Las Vegas. You got to tell us what it was like to hear that Rick Hendrick was on the phone and wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, so I appreciate you saying my middle name. So that's my mom's maiden last name. So that's why I keep it for everything. So it was very cool because I remember meeting Rick for the first time. I guess it would have been.
It's Rick now. It's not Mr. H anymore.
It's still Mr. H. It's Mr. H, but I'm in this conversation. First time meeting him was, I think, almost 4 years ago now, and kind of actually got to know him a little bit through the back part of last year. And it's so surreal, I think, to have them supporting me just because they don't do that for just anybody. And so for me to be the guy that they choose to support, it's pretty special. And so I really try to honor that and represent them well on and off the track.
That does it mean something special? I guess I know the answer to this, but I want to hear your response. To walk around the pits and have HendrickCars.com on your chest, you represent some pretty significant value in the NASCAR world. Do you feel that when you're walking around with that on your driver's suit?
Yeah, I do. I feel really special just because I think that I know it's a huge responsibility. And so I'm just super appreciative that I'm the one that gets to represent it. I mean, that's it, man. I feel a lot of gratitude that I get to be the one to do it and represent them on and off the track.
So let me ask you one final thing. In doing some of this research, I bumped into several people, social media, that told you to play a song called Real Gone, a song by Sheryl Crow, mm-hmm. Walk Around the Pits. Show song's got a lot of attitude, and you're born in the South, and Mama says I got a real big mouth. Now, I have to assume that a real big mouth is not a good thing to have in the NASCAR garage.
That is not me. That is not me. That song has got a soft spot in my heart just because it's from the Cars movie, obviously. But otherwise, I'm a pretty docile, pretty even keel dude for the most part, unless I'm around family. That's a different story. But for the most part, I'm pretty chill. I mean, you guys saw after Vegas. I mean, I look back, I'm like, man, it looks like I'm just chilling, which I mean, I honestly was. But I'd say, yeah. Yeah.
You said that Scott, that song has a soft part in your heart because of the movie Cars. There are some people out there that are not aware that your love for racing, if I understand this correctly, came from that movie when you were a kid. Is that correct?
And then
vaulted into video games. And then the video games, you were so damn good. You were opening eyeballs in the NASCAR world for the real deal. It's such a fascinating story. You have made an absolute child's dream come true. You're living the dream.
For sure. I feel pretty grateful that I'm the person that it was able to kind of make that happen and experience these things, just because like there's so many kids that I played video games with, I did iRacing with, I even raced at different levels of my career so far. And I'm the one that gets to continue and persevere. So I feel I haven't forgotten any of those guys I've raced against. And I just feel super grateful that I'm the one that gets to drive. So it's cool just because I think about like, it was just a dream when I was as a kid. And now the dream is starting to become reality.
Roger Carruth, what'd you think of that movie? I think it was GT Academy did the video game and got a chance. That was sports cars. It wasn't in NASCAR racing, but it's kind of the same thing. You got up off the couch and got on the racetrack.
Yeah, that movie definitely hit some sore spots for sure, just because there was a lot of similar concepts and things that happened in that film that happened in my life. But it was great. Hopefully we can remake it in the next 10 or 15 years with a little NASCAR spin to it.
What's the sore spot, Raja?
Well, not sore spots, but just like, ooh, I had exact conversations like that, or I had very similar experiences, you know, so.
Raja Carruth joining us here in the Freak Nation, Las Vegas NASCAR Truck Series winner joining us here in the Freak Nation, again, sitting top five in points. There's a great picture I've got of you and Bubba Wallace chatting prior to the Daytona race. What are some of the things that you can share with us that Bubba shares with you about his experience moving up through the ranks into a big boy cup car?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy. I just he's been there every step of the way, from my first races in legend cars to my first wins in late models, my first ARCA races, my first Xfinity start. Yeah, I mean, every step of the way he's been there.